The big music stocking stuffers across America this year will probably include your Bruce Springsteens, Kanye Wests, and Mariah Careys. But our music director, Ned Wharton, has some CD gift suggestions from Off the Beaten Path. Here's his annual gift guide for 2005.
First, music from very far afield, Mali to be exact. Amadou and Miriam met at a school for the blind in the 1970s. They've been a popular local act for years, and recently burst onto the international stage with help from musician and producer Manu Chao. Their new CD, Dimanche à Bamako, celebrates the open-air weddings on a typical Sunday in Mali. Also on the world music stage, the Afro-Celt sound system has been melding global sounds into high-gloss dance music for over a decade. Anatomic is the fifth volume of Simon Emerson and his group's exploration of Irish and African musical bonds. Singer-songwriter Imogen Heap has been sequestered in her West London home studio for years, combing over the intricate sound of her new CD, Speak for Yourself. Skipping beats, brushing teeth, struggling. Imogen Heap refinanced her mortgage and maxed her credit card to trick out her new studio and pulled out all the latest gadgets for her new CD. But there are some lo-fi elements, too, including sounds from electronic toys, passing trains, and carpet-packing tubes. She's recently come to the attention of American audiences with some music heard on the OC TV series, including this cut called Say Goodnight and Go, which is also on the new album. Why'd you have to be so cute? So how about some good old-fashioned rock and roll made in America? Well, Big Star is back with their first studio album in 30 years. The cult power pop band was never quite a household name, but alternative rock bands from R.E.M. to The Replacements cite Big Star as an influence. The new CD, In Space, features two new band members, John Auer and Ken Stringfellow from the Posies, along with original players, drummer Jody Stevens and Alex Chilton, the man who wrote The Letter as a 16-year-old for the Box Tops in 1967. Lady Sweet from the new CD is an example of Big Star's updated power pop sound. One of my favorite new indie groups comes from the Silver Lake neighborhood of Los Angeles. Nominated as Best Rock Band for the LA Weekly Music Award, Silver Sun Pickups only whet our appetite for more with their debut disc. It's really just an EP, a handful of tunes on a disc called Pickle. That's P-I-K-U-L, a memorial tribute. So If you like what you hear from Silver Sun Pickup, stay tuned. They're due for a full-length CD sometime next summer. A couple of exciting instrumental releases this year should have gotten more attention. First, this from the fringes of jazz, the growly groove of the Hammond B3 organ in the Benevento Russo duo. Brooklynites Marco Benevento, who plays keyboards, and drummer Joe Russo were once a weekly fixture at New York's Knitting Factory. Their brand of urban jazz seems ready-made for the metropolis with song titles like The Vortex or Scratchiti, inspired by graffiti scratched on subway windows. Their new CD is called Best Reason to Buy the Sun, and if you're really smitten, you can even go online and download ringtones of their ditties, such as this one from the CD called Becky. If this frenetic kind of jazz isn't quite the right sound for your music shopping list, ECM Records always has some titles to cleanse the palate. Polish trumpeter Tomasz Stanko has been touring and recording with a talented trio of young players who've been attracting attention as a band in their own right. Still under 30, the trio of pianist Marcin Wasilewski, double bassman Sławomir Korkiewicz, and drummer Michał Miskiewicz once called themselves the Simple Acoustic Trio, but for this ECM debut they go by their own names for a CD called Trio. As cold weather and the holidays arrive, this music is the perfect wintry backdrop to gently falling snow and hot cider by the fireplace. This time of year, as carolers tune up, vocal music rings out. The San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble has always sought out a unique repertoire, covering Middle Eastern, European, and pre-Columbian music. Their latest release, La Noche Buena, is a collection of Christmas music of colonial Latin America. The holidays are a time to remember the neediest. On December 6th, Nonesuch Records will release Our New Orleans, a benefit album of newly recorded songs by New Orleans musicians. Proceeds from Our New Orleans will help the Gulf Coast rebuild through donations to Habitat for Humanity. Artists mobilized quickly for this project, recording over the course of only a month, but the collection is thoughtful and first-rate, with performances from everyone from Dr. John to the Preservation Hall Jazz Band to Beausoleil. The CD ends with an iconic tune, Randy Newman's 1927.
They're trying to wash us away.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including full audio selections, can be found on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Sheila Cast.